This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you have probably seen this video that graphically shows a man attacking a judge while he was awaiting a sentencing and a decision on his probation. And it was fast, the speed at which it happened. Luckily, the judge sustained very minimal injuries, maybe a little bit of a head injury, which, again, can still be extremely serious. But with the speed at which he jumped and there not being enough security, obviously, right there to immediately impede some throws. Luckily, there was somebody there that helped, and then another person jumped on top to help. So, you know, very quickly they were able to subdue the suspect. But it's a frightening scene. And Deborah Redden, 30 years old, being reported by 8 News Now, is a 3-time felon. He was at Clark County District Court Judge's Mary K. Holthus's courtroom for sentencing on a charge of attempted battery with substantial bodily harm. Now, I am no legal expert, but if you are hoping, right, to get parole later, right, or to prove, you know, that you can later be back in society, the last thing you want to do, if you are facing sentencing of attempted battery and substantial bodily harm, is to actually attempt bodily harm onto the judge themselves. And Holthus was about to deny Redden's probation request when he ran up, jumped over the bench, and attacked her. And, it was scary. Now, the suspect was there with his mother. Has 3 felony convictions, 9 misdemeanor convictions on record. News 8 now is reporting this. Back in 2012, he was convicted of assault causing bodily injury to a family member. Judge sentenced him at the time to 45 days in jail. A year later, he was convicted 3 times for domestic battery. He was ordered to attend anger management classes, spend 2 months in jail, and pay a fine in 3 cases. The following year, he was convicted for attempted theft. Judge sentenced him to probation, which he violated several times, then entered a mental health court program. While on probation, he was twice convicted of domestic battery, tampered with his alcohol monitoring bracelet, and violated other terms. He also has been charged with kicking a police officer in the knee. Then, during his probation in 2018, he was convicted of battery with substantial bodily harm. Apparently, he bit a woman, broke the windows off of a man's car with a rock, and a judge sentenced him to probation, honorably discharged him from probation in 2020 and 2021. But then the following year, or in 2021, convicted again for domestic battery. A different judge sentenced him to prison 12 to 30 months. A board granted him parole, however, in 2022. Also in 2021, reportedly, he was charged with attempted home invasion, destroyed the property of another person. Not sure if this was before he was in custody. And then in January 2023, he appeared before Judge Holthus on the 2021 charges, pleaded guilty. She released him without having to pay bail. That February, sentenced him to a year of probation, but he violated his probation in October. She ordered him to serve 106 days in jail. Not sure why he was released. And so there's even more. I mean, this goes on. One judge ordered that he undergo a competency determination. This was this last May. Then he was committed to a state behavioral facility. A judge, however, found Redden competent in October. He pleads guilty in November. Then Judge Holthus gives him a bench warrant for his arrest in December because he missed a court appearance. And then this all happened Wednesday, where Redden's attorney asked the judge to sentence his client to probation. And the prosecutors asked Holthus to sentence Redden to 19 to 48 months in prison. And so Redden had said before the attack, basically, I would like to tell the courts and everyone here, based on my criminal history, I feel that I shouldn't be sent to prison for a sentence time. And the judge goes, have you looked at your criminal history? He said, I looked at it. I just looked at it. She said, you lived it, I suppose. Three felonies, a gross misdemeanor, nine misdemeanors, multiple convictions. You got a lot going on, sir. And he had said he has a better job now. He's making $20 an hour, etc. And, you know, he asked not to be sent to prison. And before the judge gave her ruling, then he jumped her. So the question I think on everybody's mind is, how are people who are violent, who have been convicted multiple times, sentenced multiple times, still out and about and able to do harm? What is wrong? You know, and with mental illness, it's difficult. You know, you can't control your diabetes if you don't take your diabetes medication and eat right. You can't control your high blood pressure if you don't eat right and control your blood pressure. You can't control your mental health if you don't put the work into it. And the problem with individuals who have mental health issues is they may not understand the gravity of their situation. They may not have access to care. Or they may not, you know, want or to have that diagnosis and acknowledge that's what's going on. And so we as society are among individuals who could, you know, who apparently are not necessarily being, you know, held or removed from society based on their sentencing. And, you know, maybe the jails are overcrowded, or maybe there's these new sort of woke sort of practices of, you know what, let's give them a 15th chance. 15th chance is a charm. And unfortunately, when somebody's violent, unless they get the proper care, they could continue to be violent. Now, I'm not saying every single person that performs domestic abuse or domestic battery is going to always be violent, but, you know, what... How many times does this person have to be convicted before we realize that he can't be around others without being supervised? 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or X or Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this list, this long-awaited list of individuals who might have had an association with Jeffrey Epstein, the disgusting piece of crap that allegedly ran a sex trafficking ring and allowed high-end people to abuse minors, allegedly, and then he eventually died in prison. They say it was suicide, but come on. Now, I think he had a hangman's fracture, or I think the way his, if I remember, his C2, the way it was fractured looked more of a like a strangulation injury versus a hangman's fracture, which you would see by trying to commit suicide yourself. But, you know, people will still debate what's going on with that, because I think guards were off duty and nobody was watching them when this happened. So that was already highly suspect. But apparently, there is a 1,000-page document, and I really don't know what this document necessarily entails. Because there's a lot of names, a lot of celebrities listed in there. But it doesn't necessarily mean that these celebrities were involved in criminal activity. And so these court papers have been unsealed in the last 24 hours. And the files are part of a defamation case brought against Epstein's madam, Ghislaine Maxwell, who dated him, I think was in a romantic relationship with him, and also has been accused and convicted of trafficking these minors and women. She is serving 20 years in jail for trafficking the underage girls to him and his operation. And Ghislaine Maxwell is sued by Virginia Roberts, now known as Virginia Guffrey. Virginia Guffrey is the victim who claimed she was forced to have sex with the Duke of York three times back in 2001 when she was 17 years old, of accusations of which the Duke claims did not happen. And so Prince Andrew, President Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, former President Donald Trump, former President Al Gore, or Vice President Al Gore, Kevin Spacey, Stephen Hawking, have been listed in these documents. But also actors Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Blanchett, Cameron Diaz, Bruce Willis, Naomi Campbell. Now, none of them are accused of being involved in Epstein's crimes. But apparently their names are in, there's some allusion to them, alluding to them in these documents. Apparently late physicist Stephen Hawking, magician David Copperfield. So you're going to see all these pictures, but there needs to be some clarification. You know, why these celebrities or individuals were named in this document. Now, according to Daily Mail, some of the people were associates, friends, or victims of Epstein, but the vast majority were named in evidence by witnesses who said they had no links to him at all or had not seen him at his homes. But then I don't understand why would somebody bring up Bruce Willis? Why? I'm a huge fan of Bruce Willis. You know, and he's currently suffering from dementia, and, you know, we don't know how much longer he'll have. And, you know, and so we would like some clarity on what this document is. And, you know, it's very murky right now. The identities of more than 170 people are going to be made public following the U.S. judge's order last month. First trove of documents were released yesterday. They're going to be released on a rolling basis. But just because there's like Cameron Diaz or Leonardo DiCaprio or Bill Clinton or Trump does not necessarily mean that they are accused of wrongdoing. Now, of course, President Clinton, former President Clinton, there's been a lot of speculation reports and accusations that he was very close, traveled with him. And so, you know, we don't know what's going to come out with this. But you are going to see a lot of, shall we say, celebrities. And just, again, we don't have any confirmation that any of them are actually involved in this ring. Right now they're saying no. But the drama continues, as apparently Aaron Rodgers, a quarterback, now New York Jets quarterback who's been out with an injury, but former Packers quarterback, was apparently on the Pat McAfee show. And I think they were joking about the impending document and how maybe Jimmy Kimmel might be listed. And so we're now being told that Jimmy Kimmel may actually threaten to sue Aaron Rodgers for bringing up his name. And so I've seen on Twitter, I had no idea Aaron Rodgers was even involved in this, but I saw that people are saying he needs to get counsel for what he said about Jimmy Kimmel. Now, I think Jimmy Kimmel went to my college with me. You know, I think he went to UNLV also. know, I faintly, you know, have a memory. I just can't convince myself it was him of seeing him on campus and seeing him. But, you know, who knows? I have no knowledge of, you know, his personal life or whatever, but he's not in this list. And so after, I guess, the referencing on the Pat McAfee show, that drew a lot of scorn and now possibly legal ramifications. Pat McAfee has apologized for comments that Aaron Rodgers had made during this conversation. And, of course, he wants to probably stave off any sort of culpability or legality with this. But, you know, we have a lot of talk shows that are out there, and people say stuff that can lead them to some legal issues. And McAfee suggested that Aaron Rodgers' remarks were meant to be a poop talk joke. And then all of a sudden, it turned into a very serious allegation. And he said he understood why Kimmel got upset, but they were just talking, joking around. Well, when it comes to something like this, and now, you know, before you used to be able to joke. Comedians could make jokes and say things and make fun of other comedians. I mean, I don't know if you saw Delirious, Eddie Murphy's, I think that was 1983, his stand-up. He brought up Jesse Jackson. He brought up Mr. T. He brought up Ralph Cram, the Honeymooners, and, Jackie Gleason, making fun of them, and it, no consequences. Nowadays, people get canceled. Any sort of joke or comment can turn into a, you know, now, I mean, I'm not Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, you know, people say stuff about me to my face, things, whatever. You know, I mean, if something wasn't true, I'd be like, you're an idiot. You know, shut the hell up. You know, don't be, but nowadays, the only way to protect your name is to threaten, you know, lawsuits. And so when people are joking around, or they're on radio, or they're on a podcast, or they're, the ramifications of things people say. Now, I mean, look at how those sportscasters who were covering the basketball team, the Nuggets, where there was a spell check or spell correct or something happened, and it turned out to be a word that shouldn't be fired. You have got to watch every single thing that gets published on you, or you say, or you type, or you text, or tweet. And I don't think society understands. I mean, what, Aaron Rodgers is almost 40? And so, yeah, you can't make jokes, you can't, and again, random, I don't know why they were even talking about Jimmy Kimmel, you know, but this dossier, this list of Jeffrey Epstein associates, we have just seen the start of the drama with this. And my fear is there were more victims than we could ever imagine. And that there are individuals who might have had some connection to those victims. And it is going to be a complete, it's going to be just, horrifying once you hear more of the inner workings of this. And so Jeffrey Epstein, I don't know where he got his money, but he knew how to hobnob with all these A-listers. And now some of them might be connected to this by name or by this document. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. A judge unsealing accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein's client list, and several high-profile people were connected to him. Although no accusations of anything improper are being made, the names have raised a few eyebrows. Magician David Copperfield, former President Bill Clinton, the late Michael Jackson, and as expected, Prince Andrew were all on the list. Former President Trump back on the ballot in Colorado. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold said the Supreme Court made a caveat in their decision that if it was to be appealed, he could remain on the ballot until that appeal's decision. A disturbing video from a courtroom in Nevada shows a defendant flying over the bench and attacking the judge after she denied him bail. Miraculously, the judge only suffered a minor head injury. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I told you that I've been seeing a lot of pink eye over the last few months, and I do believe pink eye can come with COVID. We are seeing with this strain of COVID, the last few strains of COVID, people's eyes getting red about 5 to 7 days after their start of symptoms. But I'm also seeing a lot of people diagnose themselves with pink eye, which is a conjunctivitis or inflammation of the eye following a virus. And I'm seeing them diagnose themselves incorrectly. Now, Glaucoma Awareness Month is this month. And the American Academy of Ophthalmology wants to obviously raise awareness. Glaucoma can be a silent eye killer. I think it's the second leading cause of blindness in the world. And about 3 million Americans, according to Fox News, have glaucoma. but a good majority of people aren't aware of it. And a concern I have is people are calling telemedicine saying, I need pink eye drops. So what is glaucoma? Well, glaucoma is one of the many eye conditions that can affect your optic nerve. And your optic nerve, and Mayo Clinic does a fantastic job breaking this down for those of you who want to learn more. Your optic nerve runs from your eye to the brain. And it, as your eye collects images and collects the light that is transmitting the images, it sends it to the brain to process. The optic nerve can be damaged by a variety of things. But glaucoma can affect it if your eye pressures are high. However, you could even have normal eye pressure. So glaucoma is basically a condition that affects the optic nerve. It can happen at any age. Could happen men, women. But it is one of the leading causes of blindness for people over the age of 60. And you might not have any warning signs. Now, we test for glaucoma when you go to an eye doctor or an eye medical provider. When you get that little puff of air, yeah, and they can test the cornea, or you get a little Tonopen, where they'll, it's actually a pen that'll tell the eye pressure. Sometimes we have to, you know, put an eye drop in your eye that numbs it for us to be able to touch your eye and get the pressure. But to measure the eye pressure is a huge, huge aspect of a physical exam that I think a lot of people are missing. And if we could recognize that you're having elevated eye pressure, we could slow down vision loss. So how do you know if you have glaucoma? Well, sometimes you just don't have any symptoms at all. Sometimes you can have patchy blind spots to your vision or peripheral vision issues. So early on, you might have issues with some of your side vision. But then when it starts to get serious, you may have issues with your central vision. So open-angle glaucoma may be a little slower. Your acute angle closure glaucoma can have a lot more severe, you know, in-your-face symptoms. You might have a bad headache. You might have severe eye pain. You might have nausea or vomiting. You might have blurred vision. You might have halos or colored rings around lights when you look at lights. Or your eyes might be red. Now, I'm not saying everybody that has red eyes or pink eye has glaucoma. But before you call telemedicine saying, yeah, I think I got pink eye because my eye really hurts a lot and it's red. When was your last eye exam? There's also non-pressure glaucoma. You might start to get blurred vision as your first sign, a little bit of redness. But glaucoma can even affect kids. A dull or cloudy eye, change in their blinking. Infants may just tear, and they're not even crying. Blurred vision, nearsightedness that gets worse when they rapidly need glasses, headache. And there's also pigmentary glaucoma, where you get the halos around lights, blurred vision with exercise, gradual loss of vision. And so glaucoma happens when your optic nerve is getting damaged. Whether it's pressure, whether it's genetic. And so elevated eye pressure can happen when you have a buildup of fluid that flows throughout the inside of the eye, your aqueous humor. Now, it's supposed to drain through a tissue located at the angle where your iris and cornea meet. The iris is the color of your eye. And so the cornea sits over it. So you have this trabecular meshwork that is supposed to help flow the fluid. You don't want your cornea and your eyes to dry out. And it also helps keep things, it also helps make sure nutrients and things move. You need to have a very fluid environment when it comes to your eyes. But sometimes your eye can make too much fluid, or you have normal amount of fluid, but it's not draining right. When it's not draining right, the eye pressure could increase. So open-angle glaucoma is the most common form. It's where the drainage angle is open, but other parts of the drainage system may not drain properly. So you'll get a slow, gradual increase in eye pressure. Acute angle closure glaucoma, where the iris bulges, it may block because of mechanically obstructing the drainage angle. Fluid then can't drain or circulate, and the pressure rises. With normal pressure glaucoma, we don't know why the optic nerve is getting damaged. Might be sensitive to some blood flow issues. Could it be because of fatty buildup, you know, just like coronary artery disease? We aren't too sure. But we are at risk for glaucoma if we're over 55. If we've had eye pressure, eye issues before. If we're black, Asian, of Hispanic, Latino heritage. If there's a family history of glaucoma. Now, just because there's no family history of glaucoma doesn't mean you're in the clear. How many of your family members went to the doctor? When people ask, you know, what ran in my dad's side of the family? Well, my dad's side of the family never really went to the doctor. The only thing we knew is my grandfather had colon cancer because we found out a week before he died. And my father had a heart attack. Why? Because he didn't go to the doctor regularly. So, you know, when you go, oh, nobody in my family had glaucoma, did everybody go and get their eyes checked before you answer that? Let's say you suffer from diabetes. You could be at higher risk for glaucoma, migraines, high blood pressure, even sickle cell anemia could put you at higher risk. If you have a thinning cornea, especially at the center, apparently that could put you at higher risk. Now, I know some people have asked, does LASIK put you at risk? Talk to your eye doctor. I think there might be a minimal risk because there's a change to your cornea when you have the cornea lifted and reconfigured. I had LASIK done, and I loved it because I was out of glasses for a couple years until I needed reading glasses. But yes, eye pressures need to be checked. If you have really extreme nearsightedness or farsightedness, you could be at higher risk. If you've ever had an eye injury, or if you take a lot of steroid medications or corticosteroids, a lot of people like using steroid drops for their pink eye. Well, over time, that could raise your risk of, you know, of eye pressure. So when, look at me teaching you all something. So when it comes to glaucoma, get your regular eye exams. The American Academy of Ophthalmology recommends every 5 to 10 years a comprehensive eye exam when you're under 40. If you're between 40 and 54, get your eyes checked every 2 to 4 years. If you're over 55, either every year to every 3 years. And if you're over 65, I'd pretty much do it yearly. If, of course, you're at risk for any eye issues, macular degeneration, glaucoma, get yourself checked more. If you don't know if it's in the family, assume it is, right? Then assume it's not. Always protect your eyes because eye injuries can affect that angle or affect the flow or affect your optic nerve. So protect your eyes. And then if you do have pressure issues and you are prescribed drops, make sure you're consistent with your medication. So, you know, glaucoma, you're going to be hearing a lot about it this month. If you haven't had an eye exam, get it checked. If you have diabetes, you should be getting eyes checked anyway. If you have high blood pressure, you should be getting your eyes regularly checked. If there's any family history of eye issues, 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we do answer your emails as much as we can. We get a lot of them. Colton, I'm writing back right now, apparently wants to move to my neck of the woods. He says, I want to move with my wife from Wisconsin to your neck of the woods for health reasons. Any health issues with living in the desert? And I thought this would be a good thing to talk about, because many people live right now in snow, cold, and the concept of snowbirds I'm very familiar with, because growing up in Southern California, Phoenix, Arizona, Las Vegas, Nevada, you would, during the summer months, have people flee because it was hot and the summers are pretty miserable, to go back to their homes up north. But then in the winter, they would come down. And they would probably, back then, snowbirds would be October to February. Now we're kind of seeing more September to March, or maybe depending on how things are shifting, more towards May. The best time of year I noticed in the desert is the fall and the spring, obviously. But the desert gets cold, too. I mean, it was 30, I know you guys are going to laugh, but it was 37 degrees last night when I was walking the dog. We had to cut it short. I was dressed pretty warm, but the dog I was really worried about. And then next week it's going to go down to like 29 degrees at night. So the desert does get cold. It just, we might not have the snow and the need to shovel and as much hypothermia and other things that other people may have, especially if their electrical grid poops out, and arthritis and other things. And, you know, people always ask, you know, why is the cold weather bad? I don't think the cold weather is bad. I think there are health benefits wherever you live. You know, in the summer, you know, you can maybe swim, but, you know, there's a good many months when you live in the desert that you really can't be outside for a good number of hours of the day. Whereas in some parts of our beautiful country, you can be outside in the park, playing, walking, working out. And so you learn where you live, you know, when the best time to be out and about is. I mean, in Alaska, oh my gosh, you got the fishing and you got this hiking and you got the, I mean, I think people in Alaska probably have some fantastic nature and exercise opportunities, but for a good number of months, you are in darkness when it comes to wintertime. So I think the healthiest thing to then do would be where you get the best of both worlds. Now, I don't have the money to have two places. I couldn't do a snowboarding or, I'm sorry, not a, what is a snowbirding type of thing. And, you know, I work in Southern Nevada, so I wouldn't leave. But, you know, are there health risks to living in the desert? Well, I love living in Southern Nevada, but one thing that I acquired, and I coined this term years ago, in the late 90s, early 2000s, was something called vagus asthma. Now, that wasn't anything in the literature. I don't think it was a name. I just said, I think you have vagus asthma. And I started using that term. I know some other doctors use that term, and I'm hearing more and more people use it. Vagus asthma is not necessarily, you know, a in-the-book sort of medical diagnosis, but I noticed that my reactive airway disease. I never had asthma, never had bad allergies, but when you live in Southern Nevada, there is a lot more dust. And with deserts, you have a lot more wind. Las Vegas, you know, it's interesting. You know, Chicago being called the Windy City, it's not Windy City because of climate. Apparently, it was a Windy City. That name came from a political sort of reference. But Las Vegas gets windy, and you get dust. And so for those of us that have lived here a long period of time, some of us notice that our voices are a little more hoarse. That we, you know, some days it sounds like I smoked. And I'm not a smoker at all. Never smoked. I might have tried my grandmother's cigarette once. I'm not a smoker. Yet sometimes with the dust and with the dryness, you might sound like you have a respiratory issue. And sometimes when I have a respiratory infection, I'll feel short of breath a little bit. And so I coined that term vagus asthma. It's like I said, it's not an official term, although I do hear more and more people, even an allergist I work with say, oh, yeah, I think there's like a type of, you know, respiratory thing that sometimes living in the desert long term could cause, but not for everybody. You know, thank God my family is fine. And, you know, but what you need to do, though, if you do live in a desert climate, is make sure you are aware of the dust. Make sure you have air filters. Change your air filters. Maybe use some HEPA filters. And if it is a bad air quality day, don't be outside or try to protect yourself or leave for that weekend. One thing, though, I do like, a big benefit I like living in the desert, I mean, you know, I'm very critical because, you know, there's no white Christmases, and I really, really love trees and snow and rain. So, I could be in Seattle or Maine or Massachusetts in a heartbeat, but some of the positives of living, you know, in like Southern Nevada is you don't really get hurricanes, right? You don't get heavy snowstorms, and you don't have a lot of wildfires. Now, we do get wildfires in Northern Nevada because of the trees in Tahoe, but we don't really have a lot of trees, and it's pretty dry. So when there is a fire, like we recently had an apartment complex fire, that seemed to go on for days, but it didn't necessarily spread easily because things are more spaced out. If you're from New York, you're going to come to, let's say, Southern Nevada or Phoenix, Arizona, and you're going to be in a intersection and go, a building could be here. This intersection is so damn huge. I mean, we have, 12 lane intersections. So there's a lot of space. But I love, because I like to hike a lot, and we have Red Rock National Park or Red Rock Park, and there's a lot of hiking there. We have skiing. So I don't think there's that many health issues. Like I said, you want to watch air quality. When it's summertime, you got to stay out of the heat. I think there's the possibility of heat stroke and heat illness because people may, feel cool coming out of their car and air conditioning, and then they don't understand that they could get hot pretty quickly. And if you're taking medications that put you at risk, we always talk about heat illness, come spring, summertime, we're going to revisit that. So that you need to obviously be aware of. And then, of course, sun exposure. I think people in Las Vegas are very aware of, the sun and melanoma because you feel hot pretty early on. But so obviously skin cancer is a biggie. And Las Vegas had been known, and I don't know if it's still known, as the kidney stone capital of the world. I got a kidney stone. And my doctor told me Vegas was, or Southern Nevada was, the kidney stone capital of the world. Why? Because people don't hydrate enough. So when you are in a drier climate, you got to remember to hydrate appropriately, depending on your kidney status and your heart status. Check with your medical provider. But I got a kidney stone because I didn't drink enough water. So that is a concern also if you're going to move out here. Fantastic question. Guys, keep these questions up. Any question I can answer on air, I will. You can write me at drdahlia.com, our website, or call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But the biggest thing you need to know for health whenever you're moving somewhere is, one, what does the insurance and the medical coverage look like? What do the doctors and the numbers of doctors look like in medical centers? If you're going to a place that looks like their hospitals are always overrun, that's a concern. If you're in a place where they say we have a severe medical worker shortage, you could be doing everything right, but if you need a hospital bed and there isn't one for you, that's not good. Luckily for now, Las Vegas and Southern Nevada is doing pretty well. But something to look into. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.